Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, June 14th edition. Hope you guys enjoyed your Tuesday. Insane amount of offense, just everywhere. Pitching was horrific overall. It was just basically play home run derby. It was just wild. Wild on the diamond makes for a crazy 14-game slate. We knew that going into it. We knew it was going to be all over the board, and you know, lots of ways to go, and it was proved very correctly. We have 12 games for you on Wednesday, which is pretty, pretty nice to have a 14 and a 12 back-to-back like this. You can find me on Twitter at BDentrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. If you have questions, I'm there or in the Gain of the Edge Fantasy Discord. You can check me out there as well. Let's just get right to it. 12-game slate totals on the slate here. We have Blue Jays Orioles 9, Rockies Red Sox 9.5, Yankees Mets 7.5, Angels Rangers 9.5, Reds Royals 9.5, Nationals Astros 7.5, Guardians Padres 8, Marlins Mariners 7, Rays A's 8.5, Phillies D-backs 8.5, White Sox Dodgers 8.5. We're going to have a lot of offense again today, folks. Just going to throw it out there for you. Here's the pitching we are looking at on this 12-game Wednesday slate. You have Garrett Cole at $11,000. I'll pass. I'd rather pay 10-8 for Clayton Kershaw at home against the Chicago White Sox. Kershaw's coming off a 7-inning gem in Great American Small Park. He's now thrown back-to-back 7-inning starts with 9 strikeouts. He's been great. And that's after like 3 or 4 rough outings for Kershaw. He's back to being that dude. And now he takes on a Chicago White Sox team that you can definitely take advantage of over the last 3 weeks. They are striking out 25% of the time versus lefty. He's hitting 259 with a 162 ISO. Kershaw 10-8, very strong on this slate. I'm usually a big Framber Valdez fan. If you want to go there in cash, I get it. The Washington Nationals just don't strike out much versus lefties, like less than 17% of the time, hit for a decent average and a little bit of pop as well. You can go Framber at any time, but just know that they're going to make him work for it. I'd rather have Kershaw at 10-8 or Luis Castillo at $9,800. Castillo's a dude we've been rolling with time and time again. He's like a 20-point machine on call, 2.70 ERA on the season. He's pitching like the ace we've grown to love, and he's facing a Marlins team that has played better of late. We've talked about him a few times. We've stacked him a few times over the last few weeks. But as a whole, they're striking out 20.4% of the time versus righties, 257 average, 178 ISO. I like my chances with Luis Castillo. We saw George Kirby throw a gem against the Fish on Tuesday night. So Luis Castillo at $9,800 is just fine. If you don't want to pay up for Kershaw, saving $1,000 for Luis Castillo, totally cool on this slate. Tyler Glass now at $9,400 is becoming enticing because he worked up to 84 pitches. He's throwing 83 or more in all three starts. They're going to have him around that 85 to 90 pitch mark, give or take. But he threw 6 innings, back-to-back starts of 1 and run. He struck out at least 6 in every outing so far this year. So he brings a very, very good floor to the matchup with the potential ceiling. If we knew we can get to 100 pitches, that'd be amazing. That's the only thing really holding them back. He's facing an ace team with a 23.4% K rate, 227 average, and 121 ISO. Like I mentioned on yesterday's show and the show before that, the A's just picked up their 7th win of the season, or 7th win in a row, a 7-game winning streak, but it was 2-1, and it was late in the game. It's the bullpen. They're winning games, but they're doing it very peskily. So they're not, like, destroying pitchers. Could they? Of course, at any moment in time. This is Major League Baseball. They're all professional hitters. But to be like, oh, wow, they're red hot, they've won 7 games, they're not destroying your pitching. And that's the thing you got to realize on this one. So a guy like Tyler Glass now, he could rack up 6-plus Ks, throw you 6-plus innings at $9,400, could come in pretty handy. Yuri Perez is back on the bump at 9K. I'm going to pass just because he has to be super efficient. The pitch count's always going to be there. Walks have been an issue for Yuri, so I'll pass. I'd rather give the chance to Tyler Glass now if we need to go that direction. Andrew Heaney at $8,400. Let's talk Andrew Heaney. This guy is just polarizing and tilting as all get up. He's getting all the strikeouts, but he's giving up 3 runs in back-to-back starts. prior to that was a great, it's a roller coaster ride with Heaney. And to make it even more of a roller coaster ride, which makes Heaney potentially a very good tournament play on Wednesday, because it is going to be boom or bust, he's facing the Angels. And this is a very enticing situation because it's an Angels team over the last 3 weeks striking out nearly 27% of the time versus lefties. That is outstanding. That's Andrew Heaney's wheelhouse. But they also are hitting 264 with a 257 ISO. That's a lot of power, a whole lot of power versus left-handed pitching. And Heaney's known to give up the long ball. So he makes for a very, very good tournament play. I would be on board with that because the ceiling is huge for Heaney. He could put up a 10K game in this one and still give up a couple runs. At the same time, he can give up four home runs in the first inning and get taken out. No one would be surprised. So Heaney is a very, very good tournament play. Boomer bust potential at $8,400. Michael Wacha is your boring cash game play at $8,200. Just keeps getting the job done. I wrote him up again in the Daily Matchups article on HQ that comes out on Wednesday. He's just bewildering to me. It's like six or more innings pretty regularly, like six of his last seven starts. He's given up three earned runs or less over and over again. The big thing is the strikeouts have been there. He's got 15 Ks in his last two starts. He had 11 strikeout game five starts ago. And that's the big thing is he's striking guys out, which is not the walk away. But he is getting Cleveland on this slate, a Cleveland team that doesn't strike out a ton. Over the last 3 weeks versus right-handed pitching, 19% K rate. They're hitting 274 with a 141 ISO. So I like Wacha for cash. Brings a great floor. If you want to use him for tournaments, I'm not going to tell you no. I see the appeal. I expect kind of what Joe Musgrove did, six innings, three earned. I think he got like five or six Ks. Wacha could be that guy, maybe a little better. Maybe he limits the runs to six innings and like one or two runs and six Ks. So if you want to go Wacha at 82, I get it. It's just not something I'm super in love with. I'd almost rather take the chance on Heaney in a tournament at 84, where Wacha is a much, much better cash game play. Like a Wacha Kershaw cash game lineup, I think is very strong. Even Wacha Castillo cash game lineup is a very good way to go. Now going below 8K here, it gets interesting as it does each and every night on this slate. One thing I want to check real quick are the Pittsburgh Pirates versus left-handed pitching. Because I know they've been struggling. 21, not too bad. 21.3% K rate, 250 average, but a .090 ISO. So no power versus lefties of late. They get Drew Smyly at $7,200 for looking for discounts. Smyly just hasn't been good. Like six innings, two earned, four Ks. Five and two-thirds, three earned, four Ks. Like those are good real baseball starts. Not doing a ton in the fantasy world. He put up 17-7 and 25, four and five starts ago against the Mets and the Astros. So if you want to give Smyly a chance, I get it because you're looking for value at $7,200 and you got a Pittsburgh team that's not doing a ton of damage at the plate. So that'd be your angle with Drew Smyly if you so choose. Going below 7K now, Garrett Whitlock at $6,700 would be the guy I think is going to be pretty popular down here. He threw six and a third, one run, seven Ks against the Yankees. He's thrown six Ks against the Yankees. He's got five or more Ks in back-to-back starts, three of his last five. He's put up 19 or more in three of his last five. So he's a definite tournament-type punt play. Going up against the Rockies, and we know the road Rockies situation can always be an interesting one. They got to a slow start on Tuesday, other than put the runs on late for sure. But as a whole, the Rockies, 21% K rate, 281 average, 162 ISO versus righties over the last 3 weeks. So a guy like Whitlock could be a potential punt for you. I'll keep going to the Daniel Lynch ride. Just he only got 10 points his last time because he only had four Ks prior to start, six and seven. If he gets back on the strikeout bus, we're good to go at $6,500. It's a Cincinnati team that, outside of Great American Small Park, not quite the team you'd expect, obviously. And over the last 3 weeks, almost 25% K rate versus lefties. They are hitting 302, though, with a 153 ISO, but a lot of strikeouts. So Lynch, his biggest, or one of his biggest issues, he has a few issues, but the walks can be only one walk in each of his last two starts, but he gave up his first home run of the season his last time out against Baltimore. He's back home. His first two starts were at home. If you want to give Lynch a chance at 65, I'm okay with that with a strikeout upside. Other than that, though, not much down here. Not much at all. So recap your pitching. I love Kershaw at 10-8. All about that. Castillo at 98 is awesome. Like if you want to save $1,000 off Kershaw, zero problem with that at all. I think Glasnow is intriguing in tournaments at 94. If we get another six innings or so out of him, get us at least a K per inning. That could rack up some serious points. Heaney is your massive boomer bust dude at $8,400. Big, big fan of that for tournaments. Just know the risk you're getting into. Michael Wacha is a great cash game play at 82. Not sure I have the tournament cojones to play him. If you're looking for punts, it's going to be Whitlock at 67, and I don't mind Daniel Lynch at 65.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
All right. With that said, let's look at the bats on this 12-game slate. Catcher's position for you here. Will Smith went deep on Tuesday's $5,900 versus Mike Clevenger. You can go right back to the Dodgers on this one. Lance Lynn did it again, folks. 4 runs in the first inning. Then he has managed to wiggle around and, you know, 6 Ks, 5 or 6 innings. Like, this is what Lance Lynn does. He does just enough to tick you off, basically. So you can go Will Smith at 59. Sal Perez at 55 is good against Lively. Keep targeting Lively. He's not good. We've talked about this. So you can keep going on that round. Going down into the 4K range now, you got Jonah Heim versus Reed Detmers at 44. No problem with that as well. Mitch Garver versus the lefty Detmers at 42. Could be a really good play. We love Garver versus lefties. So that could be a nice little play for you at $4,200. If you're fading Lynch, Tyler Stevens is 37. I can understand that angle. Danny Jansen's back from the IL. He's $3,400 versus Kyle Bradish. So that could be another one for you. Going to 3K and below now. You got Connor Wong versus Austin Gomber at 29. That's a guy we like there. Yainer Diaz at 29 versus Josiah Gray. I'll keep playing a cheap Yainer Diaz. I know he didn't do anything on Tuesday, but when he's sub 3K, he brings a lot of upside at the plate there. If you played Patrick Bailey again, he went deep. The dude's a freaking beast. I don't know why they don't price him up. So that's a fun one. And Wallach went deep too. So you had a couple bangers for you in that cheaper range. Below Yainer Diaz, though, like you got Carson Kelly against a lefty. We love that against Ranger Suarez at $2,700 if he's in the lineup. Other than that, though, you got Wallach down here at 24. That would be a great punch if he's in the lineup again. Wallach went deep on Tuesday, going against the lefty Heaney at $2,400. That would be a fun one as well. First base position for you here. You can always go Shohei if you want, but give me Freeman at 63 versus Clevenger. If you're paying up, that's a big pay up spot in the 4K range. We look at Spencer Steer at $4,300 versus Lynch. We like Spencer Steer versus a lefty. Christian Walker at 42 versus another lefty in Suarez. That's a nice play. Nolan Jones will always have a piece of my heart. He's $3,900 first base outfield versus Wallach. Quiet game on Tuesday, but still like some Nolan Jones. Justin Turner at 38 is an awesome play. Turner's been playing great. He's putting up double digit points time and time again right now. Gets the lefty Gomber. We know Justin Turner versus lefties in the past. So Justin Turner at 38 is a really, really good play on this slate. If you want to fade Waka, Josh Naylor's $3,500. I don't hate that because I think Waka's due for a big one eventually. If you've listened to the show enough lately, Emmanuel Rivera, first base, third base for Arizona. He gets a lefty in Suarez. He's $3,400. We love Rivera overall just for the value, but against lefties especially. Nick Prado at 32 is a very good play leading off first base outfield against Lively. That would be another one to look at. Below 3K now, It'll be very lineup dependent. Like Ryan O'Hearn at 28 keeps bringing value. He's going to play a lot right now with Mountcastle out. So you can go his direction. Jose Abreu at $2,800. He's starting to do the little things and he's not priced up. So at least he's producing enough at that price point. Josh Bell, he went deep on Tuesday. He's 26 versus Waka. Again, if you want to fade Waka, I have no problem punting with Bell. That could be a good option for you as well. Second base position on this slate, Mookie Betts at 65 is totally fine. We love Mookie all the time. Marcus Semien versus lefty Detmers at 61 is good. Ketel Marte had the day off on Tuesday. He'll be back against Ranger Suarez at 52. So a couple of nice pay-up spots up top. Then you got Jonathan India at 48. The Reds are going to be a target. If like, it's so weird. Like I have no problem stacking the Reds, but I have no problem using Lynch as a punt if you want to. Like Lynch could give up four runs and strike out seven, and he'd still be fine at $6,500. So that's why it's an interesting one. So India at 48, I'm cool with. Low fours, you got Brandon Drury, first base, second base at $4,300 versus a lefty. That is a dream. We talk about Drury versus lefties all the time. Again, the Boomer Bottini play is the question there. Below 4K now. Mauricio Dubon's playing well. He went deep on Tuesday. He's $3,500 versus Josiah Gray. Dubon's second base outfield eligible. Christian Arroyo's playing quite a bit at second base. He's second base shortstop for Boston. He's $3,100 versus Gomber. He'd be another one to look at for a potential punt. Like if you wanted to pay for Kershaw and Luis Castillo, I'm already noticing you can do that with some of the value on the slate. Michael Massey had the day off on Tuesday. He's $2,500 versus Blake Lively. He'd be for a very nice value as well. So there'll be tons of ways. Luis Rengifo's down here at $2,200 versus Heaney. Tons of value. Tons of value. Third base position, you got Devers, which is fine versus a lefty. Eladio de Cruz is up to $4,900 now. But Josh Jung versus lefty Detmers at 48 is awesome. We're a big fan of that play. J-Ram's down to $4,700 versus Waka. That's ridiculous. That is... He should never be that cheap. I don't care. Slumping, not slumping. He had three home runs in a game last week. Like, J-Ram at 47 is stupid. So have fun with that, folks. Going down to the low 4Ks and into the threes at $4,100. You got Brian Hayes versus Smiley. Sure, you can go there if you want. Into the 3K range now. You got Gunnar Henderson hit a grand slam on Tuesday. I think I told you guys keep playing Gunnar Henderson because he's too cheap. Well, he's went up $100. He's $3,700 versus Jose Barrios. Gunnar Henderson's third base shortstop eligible. That's a great play at $3,700 at third base or shortstop. I don't care. That's a great play. And he's leading off for Baltimore. Like, it's just too many avenues to success. Emmanuel Rivera, first base, third base at 34 versus Suarez. That's a great play as well. We talked about that at first base already. So you can play him at first or third. And then below 3K, not a ton that initially is. Luis Rengifo's 22. He's second base, third base. That'd be the punt if you're looking for it at the position. Shortstop, Corey Seager went deep again on Tuesday. He's 6K. That's a great play. Bobby Witt Jr. keeps crushing it. He's $5,700. I think he had two home runs on Tuesday. He's a great play. Wander Franco at 56 versus Medina is totally fine. I'd rather have Seager or Witt, but nothing wrong with Franco. Bichette's okay at 52. Still would rather have Seager or Witt if you're paying all the way up. Below 5K, though, it gets more fun. You got Matt McClain at 45 versus Lynch. That is very much in play. Gunnar Henderson's 37. That is phenomenal. Jorge Mateo is $3,600 as well. He'd be one to look at. But Ezekiel Duran's up to 34. He went from 28. Now, that's how you price bump someone, DK. He went from 28 to $3,400. He gets Reed Detmers, outfield shortstop eligible. Still a great price tag for Ezekiel Duran. Enrique Hernandez is $3,200. We know we love him versus lefty. So if he's in the lineup, keep an eye on that, though. A lot of reports came out on Tuesday that he's no longer the full-time shortstop. He's going to play some second base, play some center field, and kind of rotating it out. I'd imagine he plays with a lefty on the mound. So see where Enrique is in the lineup. He's $3,200 in that matchup. Christian Arroyo's there at 31, second base shortstop. Maybe Arroyo takes the day off and Enrique plays second. Who knows? Maybe Enrique goes back to short and Arroyo plays second. We'll see. Check the lineup on that whole scenario. Zach Neto, he's starting to heat up. He went deep again on Tuesday. He's $2,700 versus Andrew Heaney. So like I said, there is a ton of value on this slate, like a ridiculous amount of value. Outfield position, Betts is totally fine. Francisco Tatis or Fernando Tatis Jr. He went deep on Tuesday, 64. Yeah, Soto, Trout versus Heaney at 6K looks very enticing. Trout had the day off on Tuesday, so if he's back in the lineup at 6K, we like that quite a bit. Corbin Carroll, I don't care if it's lefty lefty. He's 56. Adelis Garcia versus Detmers at 55 is awesome. So you got some pay-up spots here at least. JD Martinez at 54 is just fine as well. Giancarlo went deep on Tuesday. We got Adam Duvall versus lefty. That used to be like code cheat code 101, like Duvall and Nelson Cruz versus lefties. That's just what you did. I know he's still working his way back in the IL, so Duvall hasn't been like lights out great yet. But at $5,100 versus Austin Gomber, I am in on Adam Duvall on this slate. Like, he's going to get going and going quickly sooner than later. Kyle Tucker went deep on Tuesday. He's 5K versus Josiah Gray. He could be another nice play for you that gets by low ownership on this one. If you stack Baltimore for some reason, if you want to like pair some guys with Gunnar Henderson, Anthony Santander is $4,700. That would be the guy I'd be looking at. Christopher Morel went deep again on Tuesday. He's kind of heating up a little bit, folks. Like, we saw him go red hot when he first got called up, cool down, still strikes out a ton, starting to heat up again. He gets the lefty Emmanuel from Pittsburgh, which should be fun for Chicago. So Christopher Morel at 46 would be a guy to keep on your radar. Love Lourdes Gurriel Jr. versus Ranger Suarez at 45. We got Spencer Steer at 43. We talked about him. He's first base outfield eligible. Those are a couple for you. Going down to the low fours and into the threes, Ian Happ went deep on Tuesday. That hasn't happened in a while. He's $4,100 versus Emmanuel. Into the 3K range, though, TJ Friedl might get the day off against the lefty. He's been leading off in a beast. He had another great game on Tuesday, so keep an eye on that with Friedl. Taylor Ward versus Heaney at 39 is awesome. Ward's price coming up. We've been playing him left and right religiously. I like him versus Heaney at 39 if you're not using Heaney in your tournaments. Hope you guys use Jack Sawinski on Tuesday. Talked about him. He's facing a righty, two home runs. He'll probably have the day off versus the lefty Smiley, so just keep that in mind. You got Hunter Renfro versus the lefty Heaney at 37. He's similar to the Duvall path when you see a lefty on the mound. So you can play a lot of lefties. There's a lot of lefties on the bump tonight. So this will be interesting to see how these quote-unquote splits that people love so much come into play. Mid-3Ks and below, Ezekiel Duran at 34. Mentioned him already. That is a good one. Nick Prado, we mentioned at 32, is very strong as well. Going down into the MJ Melendez. Man, I'm never giving up on this kid, especially at 3K. It's tough. He's only usable in a stack. He's not a one-off play, but he's interesting, so keep an eye on him. Going down farther, though, Chaz McCormick went deep on Tuesday. He's 3K versus Josiah Gray, hitting at the bottom of the Houston order. Below 3K now, Ryan O'Hearn at 28, mentioned him already. A few other guys. Corey Jolks at 27 would be a nice value versus Josiah Gray. David Peralta went deep on Tuesday. He's $2,700 for Clevenger, and Peralta's been a double-digit point machine lately. So $2,700 for a guy like Peralta is enticing on this slate. Farther down here, like Robbie Grossman's 25. Jason Hayward hit cleanup on Tuesday. He's $2,500. He's been swinging it well. So if you want some cheap Dodgers, Hayward, Peralta, both could be in play for you on this slate. So check the lineups. There'll be more guys down here, a ton of value at all positions pretty much on this slate. Let's recap your pitching real quick. You got Kershaw at 10-8. Love that play. But if you want to save $1,000, I love Luis Castillo as well as $9,800. Like, I will make a Kershaw and Castillo lineup and see how things go. Because with the value on the slate, you can do it. And I'm curious to see how it plays out. The other pitchers, Heaney is the ultimate tournament play. Boomer bust, dude. Ultimate tournament boomer bust at $8,400. Waka at 82 is a great cash game play. If I'm playing cash, it's probably Kershaw Waka. You can go Castillo Waka if you'd like. But Waka more cash than tournament for me. I am expecting Waka to eventually come back to earth sooner than later. And if you're looking to punt, Whitlock at 67 and Lynch at 65. But with the value on the slate, I don't think you're going to need to punt. Let's put it that way. If you're stacking things up, Boston versus Gomber is very, very nice. Fan of that. Texas versus Detmers, of course. We'll get on board with that one. I don't mind the Angels versus Heaney. As much as I like Heaney as a tournament play, there's a ton of appeal with those right-handed power bats from Anaheim going up against Heaney, so I totally get it. Cubs have a little bit of sneaky appeal there versus Emmanuel, the lefty. I like the Royals versus Lively as well. Don't mind Cincinnati versus Lynch if you're going there. Again, it's a loaded slate where you can go a ton of ways with your bats. Houston versus Josiah Gray is on the board. A few other ones. If you want to be super sneaky, Cleveland versus Waka would be super sneaky. The Arizona Diamondbacks versus Ranger Suarez, like that a ton, and the Dodgers versus Club Dog as well. So if I have to like narrow it down to my favorite stacks, it's probably going to be the likes of Boston for sure, Texas for sure. And then you just kind of mix and match from there. It's going to be another wild slate. I'm looking forward to lineups, seeing kind of what values pop up. Like we saw on Tuesday. And to get that last minute lineup thoughts, that's where my cheat sheet comes in, and Gaining the Edge Fantasy Monday through Friday, pretty much every day, barring situations unforeseen. $5 a month gets you that cheat sheet. It's pretty cool, pretty easy to use, and gets you in the Discord as well. So if you have any other questions, I'll be in the Discord at Gaining the Edge Fantasy, or I'm on Twitter at BDEntric. Hope you guys have a great Wednesday. I'll be back to preview Thursday's slate. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, June 14th edition in the books. I'm out.
Start Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select SuperStart batteries. Our professional parts people will test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose SuperStart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.